Yes, hello. It is time for Tech House with Dr. Hitchcock, who is in the studio. And, you know, I've known Bennett for a long time, but, man, you are fizzing this morning. You are just, you've gone off.
You're thinking about my poor wife and what she's had to put up with. God.
So, and what the reason, the main reason you've been fizzing is you've just come back from KiwiCon.
Yes. So, hello. Welcome. Thanks for having me. KiwiCon. It's the big hacker slash information security conference that happens, well, most years in Wellington. This year it was at the St. James. And I'm very excited. It is nice. Yeah, so they talk. So a hacker conference is, so you talk about lots of different things like how computer systems work, how hardware works, what the current trends are and things that are broken that need fixing generally. And this year, very fresh in the news, was Internet of Things, or as the keynote guy chose to call it, the Internet of Garbage Things, and about how they're all stuffed.
And this is the idea that in the future slash now, everything's going to be, you know, like your microwave's connected to the internet so that you can turn your microwave on before you leave the house, sort of. Yeah,
so that kind of stuff. And his key issue or thing that he was highlighting was that you've basically, what happened is you had all these things all around your home and your life, and then someone wanted to make lots of money. It was like, hey, we've got this $20 thing, how do we make more money off it? I know what, we'll chuck in a Wi-Fi chip and then we'll charge $200 for it. And then not really doing much planning or thinking, or not implementing the software behind it very well. So basically big gaping hole to the internet that anyone can play with.
Yay.
So it was fun to hear him chat. But if we jump into a news article, this highlights exactly what the guy was talking about. This was in Reuters last week. VTech hack exposes ID theft risk in connecting kids to the internet. So parents who gave their kid a KiddyZoom smartwatch or VTech InnoTab tablet may have exposed them to identity theft after a Hong Kong-based VTech said hackers stole the personal information of more than 6 million children.
Useful?
Facebook, eat you. The breach underscores how digital products aimed at kids often have far weaker, and actually it says here, products aimed at kids often have far weaker security than other computer products. It's actually most Internet of Things devices have far weaker security and pose a threat to a booming industry. Shipment of toys that connect to the internet will rise 200% over the next 5 years, according to estimates by UK-based Juniper Research. Yeah.
And I guess that, yeah, you know, there's lots of, I guess, kids who are like, mummy, 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 I want this sort of thing. And
yeah.
And so there's, you know, there's obviously a lot of marketing to children, which then results in parents getting pressured into doing these sort of things. And, you know, like if it was the cool thing, like, I don't know, like let's say it's 20 years ago and it's a Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
You know, like, and if everyone's got one, do you want to be the one who's like, no, Jimmy, you can't have this. It connects to the internet and sells your personal data to Google. And they'll be like, no, everyone else is got one.
Yeah. And then you just look like the uncool parent.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's at the moment it's a problem because they've just been done really shoddily and they haven't put much thought into how, they haven't put any money or effort into doing the code, the software properly. So there was this, another thing came out recently was Barbie, talking Barbie. So there was two issues with Barbie. One, everything, like your Barbie was pretty much always on and recording pretty much everything you said and then sending it back, not even to Mattel or Barbie, but back to the company that they hire to process the voice stuff, and then they send back a response and tell you Barbie what to do, like Siri. And then that was hacked as well.
That's insane.
So there's Barbie, and then there was another one which he closed the talk with. His name was Matthew Garrett, I think, from the UK. And it was this thing called the CyberQ, which is a cyber-connected barbecue. So you could control your barbecue from the internet.
People can't control a barbecue when they're standing in front of it. Why would you like rely on like,
I don't know,
the router's down, I can't turn the sausages down.
I guess you're in the kitchen, the Barbie's outside, you know, connect via your tablet. And that had massive wide gaping holes, and apparently you can do a quite a simple web search and connect to them and Yeah, so basically...
burn down a lot of houses.
Yeah, and that's the danger, and that's why like hackers and information security guys are really, you know, this is our area. It's like, well, you know, you've implemented this tool that someone could very easily manipulate to turn on and burn down the house. You know, you actually don't even have to be the GCSB to do that, you know. Not that they would.
Not that they would. Yeah. And you had the head of the GCSB, Una Jagose, at the conference.
So the slide came up. Actually, it was prefaced very well. So the guy who was organising KiwiCon, he was like, look, we've had our ups and downs with the GCSB over the years, you know. We've had some tough times. He talked about one experience where they actually did the GCSB a favour. And they were very thankful. So he kind of like introed it like that, and then and the slide behind him just said redacted, and no one really knew what it was going to be. And he's like, "And I'd like to introduce to you the acting director of the GCSB, Una Jagose. Una Jagose.
Yeah.
She was very balanced, and she spoke about things." About this Cortex project, which is protecting New Zealand infrastructure, both government and large sector, and that was all very nice. But the elephant in the room, which she didn't even touch on, which no one expected her to touch on because she wouldn't, is the whole spying on individuals who have done nothing wrong. But they're not going to.
No. And to give her some due, I guess, a lot of that is actually, I mean... She's a political operative. She's a bureaucrat, and you know, a lot of those decisions are happening at a level above, you know, where the Prime Minister and the head of Attorney General and that have made these decisions and have sort of got her to go and do them. So that's kind of not on her. And actually, on another political level as well, Amy Adams, who's the Minister of Justice, last week announced that they're going to have a cybercrime conference.
Yeah,
and it just sounded like it sounded to me like she had just watched Hackers and The Net back to back, and she's like, "We're going to have a cybercrime conference, which is going to look at metadata," and it just sounded like buzzword. Are you scared, 65-year-old person who has access to Facebook?
It was very catchphrasy, and it was interesting that came out on that day, because that exact day at the conference we had someone speaking about the misuse of the word cyber and everything, and about, so we actually had a guy speaking from the Australian military, Defence Force, IT specialist, and he was talking about how we've got this issue at the moment where everything's painted with the cyber brush. And how we need to be like, it's not cyber, it's information security, or it's not cyber, it's network analysis, and the issues that we've got as a result of just labeling everything cyber. And then that came out that day, so that's quite funny.
It's well, maybe that'll be something for us to look at in the new year, because I think that she's talking about having some sort of conference about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's an awful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks... look, it's a tough one, because the government's got to do something about it. It's hard to be in there from the sector and being like, not kind of chuckle a little bit.
Mm.
But they're trying.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I don't want to be too down on them.
Yeah. And, no, it's just an announcement with lots of buzzwords. So and stuff has to happen. So, but it will be interesting. It also sort of is interesting how much... the government's got on the one hand, it's trying to protect. I mean, this announcement was mainly sort of aimed at. It looked like businesses in New Zealand are suffering cyber attacks, and we have to do something to protect them.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, they keep telling us that they need more and more of our personal data and that sort of stuff. So it sort of looks like they're trying to protect businesses from cyber attacks, which someone could, you know, you could argue that businesses should be doing themselves. And then on the other hand, they're like, well, we need more of your personal information. So it's kind because she's not anymore, but she used to be the Minister of, well, maybe she is, communications, communication technology.
I don't remember.
But anyway, it's kind of like, saying that we need more and more of individuals need to have less rights and companies need to have more protection, which is like, well, is that the way it should be going? Like if Fonterra can't protect themselves with a budget of whatever it is, then it's not like the government shouldn't be fixing that problem for them. Fonterra should be fixing that problem.
Yeah.
But that's something maybe we should look at early next year. What do you reckon? You know, like, are there like trends that you've seen? You know, this is the last time we're going to have you in this year. Trends of the year.
2015. Yeah, well, definitely with my work, there's a lot more hacks on the WordPress CMS. So that's what the RDU website's built on. It's what a lot of our clients' sites are built on. And that's why I've actually had to step up and do a lot more security and maintenance this year, is because we just keep getting hacked by all the stuff. And I was looking after a big website a couple of weeks ago, and they got taken down, and which we think may have been specifically targeted at a specific weekend. So it's like, yeah, I mean, there's I guess as the web gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and the tools get easier to use, there is going to be more attacks on websites. So it's good that the government's doing something. But also this Internet of Things thing is like, yeah, it's pretty crazy, and it's going to be. Yeah, it's going to get even bigger next year. But I mean, there are the big players, like there's Google, Apple. So Google's bought out Nest, which is a home automation thing, and that's connected to the internet. You've got Apple with their Siri devices. I've got a whole bunch of stuff connected at home. So it is.
Can you turn your microwave on now, please?
No, I can actually. Funny story, I can actually turn off my wife's hair straightener.
Wow. In case she leaves it on.
Yes, for when we leave the house and we're halfway down the street, we're like, oh my God, what's happening? Oh my God, turn around, I've got to turn off the hair straightener. I'm like, nah, babe, just pull out your app.
Yes.
So there we go.
Loving it.
So the Internet of Things can be useful.
And something else that I something that I noticed that's kind of happened this year has been, this is an interview from Vice Magazine with the founder of Pirate Bay, who says, I have given up. The internet is shit today. It's broken. It was probably always broken, but it's worse than ever. There has been, like, it seems like the year in which they've finally kind of cracked down on, like, there was that guy, Yiffy, who was running torrents out of Auckland, and so they've cracked down on him. They've cracked down on, like, Pirate Bay, which has for years been able to kind of get, has been taken down and then popped up somewhere else, but it seems like they've finally kind of started actually having it, like knocking out Pirate Bay in a sort of what seems like a sort of permanent way. There's been a bit of disruption on kind of that front of things.
Yeah, well, I mean, in regards to the Pirate Bay, that kind of stuff will keep popping up because it's in the open web, and this is when people say, oh, like Trumpy, right? Oh, we've got to close down the internet because of the kids. Do it. We have to do it for the children. You can't, because the internet was built to circumnavigate damage. That was how it was built, because it was originally an ARPA project back in the 60s. And if there was a nuclear fallout or whatever, or you took out a base, the traffic would just go somewhere else. So all these companies that are trying to lock down the net, it's never going to happen. They can try their best, but anyway. And then the thing with the internet being broken, it's kind of like it goes in waves. So before the internet came along, there was all the, with silos and stuff. So there was AOL, right? AOL, CompuServe, Prodigy, all those old things before the internet came around. And they were their own little worlds, like Facebook or Google Plus or whatever. And then the free and open internet came, boom, came big open, like a big wide big bang. And now Facebook and Google are trying to lock things down within their own little gardens. Apple, they're trying to lock things down. And so they'll lock it down for a bit, and then it's just ends of the big bang. It'll open up again.
Yeah.
Always does.
Always does. Hey, that's a positive note for us to end 2015 Tech House, but we'll look forward to talking to you again in the new year.
Yeah, be great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, Bennett. Dr. Hitchcock there with, you know, a roundup of KiwiCon plus techie things. Love your work.
Thank you.